And he wanted to kiss me? But I was like, no, I don't have potato fever.
Fudge off, Marshmallow. This is our turf.
I was just joking.
You just heard an excerpt from a short film called Peepin'. And on the program today, we have the creators Paul Rhodes and Hane Kim to talk about their creative process in making not only the film, but their upcoming debut exhibition called Teach Me How to Be Human. Welcome, Paul and Hane. Thank you so much for being on the program. Let's get right into it. Can you tell me a bit about the exhibition that's happening this weekend?
The exhibition Teach Me How to Be Human is sounds very philosophical, but it wasn't meant to be. It's more just like a vehicle to have fun and like put artwork out, loosely follow a theme. And yeah, and make some a bit of a splash with color. And we really like the film I'm a Cyborg, But That's Okay. So we kind of like this idea that you know, humans are trying to be more like robots and robots are trying to be more like humans, and at some point the line's gonna blur. It's just a fun idea, I think.
And why did you choose the concept of how to be human? What about the human psychology and human behavior do you want to explore in the pieces?
I like the idea of robots observing humans and trying to figure out what it is exactly that we like doing and why we do things, because there's so much stuff that we do that's contradictory or doesn't really make sense. Or, you know, from a point of view of an outsider, like, there's so much stuff that we do that are...
that is detrimental to people, like, detrimental to our existence, like gossiping or, like, I don't know, just ill intent and all this stuff that it doesn't really make sense why we do it, but we still do it anyway. Yeah, kind of exploring that kind of stuff, I guess.
I like observing people and trying to break them down into formulas or algorithms. And I like the idea that, you know, just because you don't really notice your own formula and your own cycles, but I don't feel like we're that different to the algorithms and formulas that we've put in machines. Obviously there is a difference, but, you know, they're getting better. And
when I got a preview of the works, there's this recurring boss figure, you know, little boss in your works. Where did that come from? The figures absolutely hate themselves when interacting with this boss figure. And to me, it's kind of describing that 9-to-5 grind. Can you talk more about that?
You know, I think the boss is the boss, little boss, boss illustration that I did is kind of something that everyone relates to. And I hate it when I'm working under someone that I have no respect for.
So you guys are also a couple outside of this partnership. Just want to dig into what's it like working with your partner? What's that dynamic like?
So we live together and we also share the same studio space. But we are actually trying to stick to the formula that we had at the old, like at the studio that we worked at before. So we like try to get to work at 9 and then like leave by 6, and we still try to go to the gym, and like just keep our bodies as healthy as possible so that when we're working that we're at our most capacity or like most efficient. When we're working separately, it's fine, but like when we're working together, we kind of do butt heads and stuff, which can be difficult. But I think we actually make better work maybe together than separately. I don't know. What do you think?
No comment. No comment on that one.
And what's the creative process been like preparing for this exhibition?
I try to use as many like digital kind of crass shortcuts as possible. Like, I really like copy and paste and like using straight lines and kind of embracing the computer to do work for me, you know, i.e. A lot of my drawings were made by a robot arm, which I just pushed a lot of my vector files through. And I kind of like that. Like, I like the idea of making something and not having to touch it with my hands. it's just, I guess, the direct polar opposite of the way Hayne works and a lot of this kind of like handmade kind of the importance of something being a handmade object in the art world is like, you know, it's great, but it's like I kind of like doing the opposite of that and not having to touch my work.
I love drawing big women, and I tend to like gravitate towards drawing women doing different things. Things that I kind of like doing, like, you know, lifting weights or like petting a dog or I don't know, like yelling at people. I don't know, all that kind of stuff.
I think the more important thing is sense. And I think, you know, the use of color in our stuff kind of nods itself to that. Is like it's not necessarily about how well you can render out muscles, and but it's like more if you can hit a sweet spot that resonates or vibrates within your brain. And that's kind of like an ongoing thing that it's not about learning. Sometimes it's actually about unlearning something, you know, like so many people, you know, do tutorials and they learn how to draw in a certain way. But I find that I'm trying to forget how to do things more often, you know, like forget, or at least forget the bad habits that you pick up.
And the exhibition is going up soon in Newcastle. Can you talk about some pieces that you're most excited to show?
I think my favorite piece is the canvas painting I did of my family on a tree, and we're all kind of like really cheesily sitting on the tree, and my dog that passed away is at the bottom trying to like reach us, but he can't, and the one that's like still alive is sitting with us, but I don't know, I miss my dog, and I like that I put him in there.
I like this table that I made. Yes, a neon perspex table is made out of plywood and perspex. And it's the table is a face of a boy and his tongue sticking out, and there's a mint on his tongue.
And again, it's your debut exhibition. What are you guys most excited about, and what are you guys expecting to see when you go up to Newcastle?
My dream is a sellout show, and there's tons of people, and they all think it's really funny and fun, and they have fun.
I just would like to meet cool Newcastle people, and like, yeah, I don't know, that people. Everyone says Newcastle's like a little bit more raw than Sydney. Sydney's, you know, become what it is. It's a bit more gentrified and whatever. So it'd be cool just to. Yeah, I don't know, meet Newcastle people and like not have to work so hard because it's our exhibition, so they'll probably want to talk to us.
Look, you heard them, everyone. They want to sell out show, so if you got some time today or until the 27th of September, head down to Newcastle and check them out. And also check out the link for their short film. Thank you so much, Paul and Hayne. All the best for the exhibition.
See you later, Fatty Boomba.